Thank you. Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for November the 21st. We'll begin with an invocation. If Pastor Swoop is here, I didn't see him come in. Given that he's not here, we'll begin with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be offered by Scout Riker Little from Troop 356. So please stand with me and join in a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Riker, would you please come forward?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Riker, for getting us off to a great start. The first item on our agenda for today is the consent agenda, so I'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for American Cancer Society Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Friday, December 2nd, 3426 East Baseline Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Neighborhood Economic Development Corporation, one-day charitable event, Sunday, December 11th, 218 West Main Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Arizona Karaoke and Bar, 1844 West Broadway Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Fired Pie, 1003 North Dobson Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for MVP to Mediterranean Grill, 1066 North Power Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of term contract for street sweeper brooms for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal of term contract for automotive transmission repairs, services, and replacements for the Fleet Services and Fire and Medical Departments. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal of term contract for meals for the Police Department holding facility. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for portable and mobile two-way radios for the Police Department. Item 4E, act on three-year term contract for wood poles for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4F, act on three-year term contract for bulk methanol for wastewater treatment for the Water Resources Department. Item 4G, act on contract for Central Arizona Project Raw Water Pipeline Construction Manager at Risk. This project will be funded by the 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 4H, act on contract for Pioneer Park Improvements, Construction Manager at Risk. This project's funded by the 2012 authorized park bonds. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into the Second Amendment to the Desert Creek Las Endas Parcel 51 Development Agreement with JCA Holdings, LLC. Item 5B, act on resolution approving the street name change from East Medina Avenue to East Stephen Pollard Avenue from South Ellsworth Road to a point 890 feet west of South Ellsworth Road, as recommended by the Sustainability and Transportation Committee. Item 5C will be continued to a special council meeting on December 1st, 2016. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding Z16-035, the 500 block of South Pasadena between 521 and 551 South Pasadena, excluding 525, 531, and 537, but including the property behind the east side of those addresses. This is located south of Broadway Road and west of Mesa Drive. This is for a rezone and site plan review to allow development of attached single residences within a multi-residential district. Item 6B, act on ordinance regarding Z16-045, the 3400 to 3500 block of East Thomas Road, located west of Val Vista Drive on the south side of Thomas Road. A rezone, amending parcel E of the Lehigh Crossing Development Master Plan, and site plan review to allow multiple residence development rather than unspecified limited commercial land uses. Item 6C, act on ordinance regarding Z16-046, the 1800 block of West Main Street, 100 block of North Dobson Road, and 100 block of North Sycamore, located east of Dobson Road, north of Main Street, and west of Sycamore. Approval of rezoning and adoption of a smart growth community plan, including a preliminary development plan to allow development of a transit-oriented neighborhood. And item 7A, act on subdivision plat, Tri-City Pavilions 2, the 1800 to 2000 blocks of West Main Street, located on the northeast corner of Dobson Road and Main Street. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, that being the case, we'd entertain a motion which has been made by Councilmember Luna and seconded by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The voting is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 8, items from citizens present. I do have one request to speak. Ms. Mickelson, any others?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you. We have a request to speak from Manny Cortez. Mr. Cortez, good to have you with us tonight. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Mayor Giles, council members, I'm Manny Cortez. I live at 2837 East Emelita. The reason I'm here tonight is because my wife and my kids went to Gilbert, which you do quite often. And I've come to remind you that, actually invite you, maybe I need to take you there to Gilbert and see what they have done to Main Street. And the reason I bring this up now is because a few years back, and when I had a little lapse of brain power, I ran for city council, and that was one of the projects that I wanted to see accomplished, to have Mesa be a destination, not just a throughway going somewhere else. So I would encourage you, if you haven't already done it, to form some kind of committee. The people in Mesa, they have interest in Mesa. Not, I realize there's a lot of newbies in town. Me, I've been here all my life. I'm not going to tell you how far back that goes, but university was still herding sheep down 4th Street at the time, so that tells you how long I've been here. So I would like to encourage you guys to, if you haven't formed a committee yet, to have some input from different people to do so and see what we can do about making Mesa a destination, not just a place where people pass going somewhere else. That's the reason I'm here, and thank you for the opportunity of voicing my opinion.
Thank you, Manny. Good to see you. We can't respond directly because it's not on the agenda, but I'm sure we'll have subsequent conversations on that. That completes the agenda items that we have. I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Luna. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. This meeting is adjourned.